Hey guys.
Hey, we're back. We missed you, besties.
Yeah, it's been a whole ass week. But it's going to be a very lighthearted episode, super short. If you hear my daughter talking in the background, it's just, she's here with us today.
Yeah, we're hanging out.
It's mom life.
Yep, we're hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
So this week's episode, we're going to talk about personality type, but more lighthearted, like Sora said, it's this or that. Just so that you guys kind of still get an idea of us. And I think these are just fun questions for anyone to ask their friends or family at a dinner party or whatever you guys are doing. So we'll just get right into it.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
This question actually came up because we had a conversation about this. Can you work in a messy environment or do you have to tidy up before?
I can work in a messy environment. I mean, my desk looks like a tornado hit it. It's not necessarily, I like clean. So like I'm a germaphobe, but it's messy. And the chaos makes sense in my world.
Yeah.
But I know Sora's like the complete opposite.
I used to be messy chaos. Like, I knew exactly where everything was. My room looked like a tornado hit it. But now I need to be, specifically to work, everything needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Like, fully clean, neat, organized. Then I can work.
That's what my husband does, too. And I'm like, are you procrastinating? I used to ask
It is a form of procrastination.
I would ask him that all the time. Like, are you procrastinating? Because, like, just get it done. And then he's like, I gotta. And then just immediately starts cleaning.
No, I think that is actually a form of procrastination.
Yeah, but, I mean, you guys end up doing it, but...
Yeah, but we gotta do other work first.
It makes sense.
Just not to me.
Okay, Sora, are you an easygoing person or are you anal?
Okay, I'm half-half.
Yeah, are you really? Because I feel like there's only really two personality types. Really?
Okay, then I would say I'm more anal.
Okay.
I think I like certain things in a certain way, in a certain place, especially in my home. But I say I'm half-half because if I'm outside, outside of my house, I'm like...
Easygoing.
Like, if you travel with me, I'm super easygoing. It is what it is. You know, if all things hit the fan, like, we'll figure it out. But if you're in my house, like, I like things in a very specific way.
I would say I'm an anal person all around. Except for vacation, because my mind is off. I'm not a... Like I don't like to, when I do vacation, I would say it's more like relaxing vacation. I don't do travel vacation. Those are two different things. So if it's a vacation, I plan on doing absolutely nothing. So I'm easygoing.
Yeah, but it's fun when we go on vacation.
Yeah, because
it's super lax and it's fun.
It is very fun. We do vacation well together. Luckily, because I know there's some friends you can't go on vacation with, but I am an anal person. I like things, like Sora said, a certain way. I even like to drive. I just tell my husband to drive, but in my head, I really want to drive. Like, I want to be the person that's driving the car.
Oh,
like, same. Just things like that. I feel better when I have control, and I can't blame somebody else.
Oh, then yeah, I am an anal person.
I'm just an anal person, but I, not to say my husband doesn't drive, like, he does. He does drive us, and I'm working on it when we're going places together, but sometimes in my head, I'm like, I could be driving. But it's fine. I'm an anal person.
Okay. I already know the answer to this. Are you a social butterfly or a homebody?
Now I am a homebody.
Okay.
I want to be a social butterfly. My natural go-to is being a social butterfly. I want to say yes to every single event that my friends have. But ever since I became a mom, I have accepted I am on house arrest That's what it feels like. I'm gonna let you guys know. I just thought of that analogy this past weekend and I was like, this is real. Like, I am on house arrest. I gotta be home at a certain time, gotta have a job to afford, you know, not get in trouble. And then on top of that, if I'm not home at a certain time, my buzzer gonna go off, and my buzzer's my child. Gonna go crazy. Gonna go crazy that I'm not on his schedule. So I am now a forced homebody.
But you're at the core, you're a social butterfly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a homebody. I like being home.
Yeah.
I love events.
Yeah.
You know, I love being social. I can't be home all the time. But I would say I'm pretty much a homebody. What I realize is my chaotic phase is a social butterfly, but my healthy phase is homebody.
I love that though.
Yeah.
Because it's peaceful at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you impulsive or methodical?
I'm 100% impulsive. 1000% impulsive.
Okay.
I just go for it. I don't even give it a second thought. Sometimes it's a bad choice, but I am a very impulsive person.
Me too. Like, I maybe research for 10 seconds before I make a decision. And I'm not even good at Googling. I'm going to be honest. I know. How are you bad at Googling? I don't know. I never get the answers I want or that I'm looking for in Google. So I think I'm doing it wrong. And so that's why I'm like, I'm bad at Googling. So I just kind of don't Google and I just go with my gut. And hopefully it works out.
You know what you're good at?
What?
ChatGPT.
Because I'm bad at Google, so I can talk to ChatGPT.
You're
pretty good at ChatGPT. But I have noticed ChatGPT has failed me a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can fully trust you guys, but you guys give me a lot of great ideas. Okay.
Are you emotional or logical?
I think when it comes to my kids, I am emotional.
Oh.
But everything else, I'm logical. I think long term, I'm a planner. I like to think really far out. Everyone thinks I'm insane for having 2 under 2, but this is what I wanted. This is what I prayed for. This is like, I'm thinking long term for my life, and this is what I want. And so I do think very, very logically, but when it comes to my children, I'm so emotional. I'm so emotionally attached. I don't know when to stop and when not to.
Okay.
That's me. What about you?
I am majority emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty emotional, you know? Like, a lot of things get to me. I cry a lot. However, I do have logical moments. I think when I'm in survival mode, I'm very good shutting up my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think very logically as to what is beneficial, what is working, what is not working. So I have those moments when I can shut it off. But if I'm lax, then yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty emotional.
I think for me, I utilize my emotions for my logical, like my logic side, if that makes sense. So if I'm making a decision and it has to do with somebody else, then I do utilize my emotions to help make that logical decision of like, hey, that might hurt their feelings, or hey, I shouldn't go about it a certain way. But I utilize my emotions for my logic, but I would say I'm more on the logic side. Like, I love data. Okay. I love analyzing things. I love thinking about what I liked and didn't like about something. So I'm very in tune with my gut, and I can tell right off of first impressions if I like somebody or not.
Okay.
It's not really necessarily off of emotions. It's just little things that they did that I know I either like or I don't like for long term in a friendship.
Okay. Yeah. Mine does not coexist together. It's one or the
other. It's hard.
What?
It's hard. It's hard to add in the emotions, but I do put 2 and 2 together to make better decisions.
That's good. That's actually a really good use of both sides.
Yeah. Okay. Are you risk taking or risk adverse?
I am a risk taker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd rather go for it and fail than not go for it at all. It like eats me up inside if I don't do it or don't at least try. I've had many goals in my life, you know, like I've had many directions I was heading toward that I did like a quick turn or like a U-turn.
I love that though.
Yeah, I did not like that about myself before, but I'm actually very grateful that I did, because I chose to try things out and try multiple things out, and I figured out what wasn't for me and what was.
Yeah, because so. I know in that moment, it's just so frustrating because you're like, this is not for me. Yeah. So it's hard, but when you... when you think about it long term, like using your utilizing your 20s to figure out
seriously. When they say utilize your 20s to make mistakes, it's so true.
Yeah, I mean, you can utilize your 30s too, yeah. But I'm saying like there's so many people, because I work in HR, that do not like their job. They're just there for the paycheck. And I don't think I could ever live that life. So I'm like, I'm so happy that you were able to experiment and try and see what you like and what you don't like and what works for you and what doesn't work for you, because we're always changing.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of emotional turmoil, because I was like, what am I doing with my life? You know, like what am like trying to figure it out. But I think if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't have ultimately ended up where I am today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am also a risk taker, because as logical as I am, I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? It goes with the impulse personality where you're just like, what's the worst that can happen? Whatever. Let's just try our best. Because how I see it is we only have one life. So I never want to live a life with regrets, like you said. And I don't want my children to think like they can't try something new at whatever age. So I think it's always good to just go for it. And then if it works out, cool. If it doesn't, cool.
Okay. So are you type A or B?
I see that you said, can you be in the middle? Are you in the middle? Is that a thing? I don't know. A type C? I don't know.
Well, now that I'm looking at it, apparently there's more than just type A or B. Apparently there's a type A, B, C, and D.
Oh, gosh.
But most of the time people just say type A or B, which, you know, if you're A, you're more ambitious. You know, you take charge. You're an entrepreneur. Aggressive, competitive, but B is you're laid back, you're flexible, patient, you're self-confident, you're an idea person, you're a dreamer. I feel like it's in the middle. Like I'm not a competitive person. At all. I could give a rat's ass.
Honestly. Alex and I. Okay, so Alex, Sora's husband.
Yeah, he is so competitive.
Alex and I will fight till the end of
more
games.
I'm like, be competitive, don't bring me into it. I don't
That's
care.
How Kyle feels.
I was like,
I'd just rather not play with you.
Yeah, like, me too.
Like, I so strongly want to put in our gym garage saying, like, you know, if you give up, you're a loser. Like, I was just like, we shouldn't bring that in. Like, we don't want to teach our kids like they're losers. And I was like, what's a loser to you? And I was like, a loser to me is someone that quits. And I was like, losers quit, not losers lose. That's not necessarily how I view a loser. But he's like, they're going to bully everyone, calling everybody a loser. And I was like, okay, fine. But we're still debating on that, because I am very competitive. I'm very ambitious. I have a million goals a year.
Yeah.
And I strive very hard to achieve all of them. I'm a crazy person. And I like things a certain way. And the only time I'm not a type A is when I'm on vacation. So... it's very rare for me. Like, I'm on all the time.
I think I'm more type B. Yeah. But people have told me that certain things I do is looked at like type A.
Yeah.
So that's where my confusion is.
I think that for you, if I were, like, my personal opinion, you're full on type B. But because you've noticed, like, when you create cleaner schedules mm-hmm. and when you plan your weeks or plan your months or whatever, your days, then you feel so much better. And so you're trying to, like, have that type A personality, but that's not who you truly are. It's just things that you're doing to help you align with yourself and your the life that you're in right now, like the era you're in right now, because it's so chaotic being a mom. But yeah. I think you're a type B, like full on. Like if it was up to you, you're in La La Land, you're like, whatever, we can achieve all these things and it's just like all fine and rainbows and dandy. And we're just gonna do it. Like, what's the worst that could happen, right? And I think, like, that is very you, but I don't, that's not to say you're not an ambitious person. Yeah. I just think that you've grown those personality traits, but that's not who you are. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. I mean, I can see how you definitely see that.
I still think I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I still think I'm in the middle.
I believe you. I believe that you know.
Because there are some areas where I am like super. Because I feel like if you're kind of anal and you like taking, like, there are areas mm-hmm. where I take good charge in, which is the moments where people have commented on type A. So I just think it's in the middle.
Yeah. We need to do more on
we
that.
Need to do an actual test.
Ooh, we'll do one of those tests. Yeah.
Because, honestly, half of these I can be like, half-half. It's not working.
Okay. Are you assertive or non-assertive person?
Why are you laughing?
I didn't want to say half-half. Are you half-half everything?
No, like, I don't know. It's just I'm so different in different environments.
Mm.
But I would say majority of the time I think I'm assertive.
Mm.
For the most part. But there are moments when I do hold my tongue. But I don't know if that's an act of non-assertiveness.
That's not an act of non-assertiveness. Yeah. It's just a time and place to be assertive.
Yeah.
Like, I know I hold my tongue when Kaz says something and we're in public. And I'll wait.
Oh, girl, same. That's
like, that does not, because I'm not an assertive person. That's like something yeah. we're going to talk about at home. Not yeah. like in a bad way, but I'm like.
I would say I'm pretty assertive. Especially if I feel strongly. I think for me though, I pick and choose. Yeah. If I feel strongly about it, I'm definitely gonna say something about mm-hmm. it. If it's not that big of a deal, I'm not gonna
yeah.
waste my time.
I'm assertive all the time.
You are assertive all the time. You are assertive all the time.
It's okay. That's what I said. In the last episode, sometimes I overshare, and that's something I might need to work on. But it's okay. I try my best to do it in a non, like, harmful way, though, when I am being assertive of what I want or whatever I like or whatever.
Drunk Jen used to be harmful, but...
I don't even know Drunk Jen.
Okay, so this is super lighthearted. Do you wear socks to sleep or not?
No.
I also do not. But I met the first person who wears socks to sleep.
Who?
It was one of my friends.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to drop her name in case she don't want people to know, but...
Okay, I have a guy friend that wears socks to sleep.
Yeah, but I was like, what? Like, don't you feel uncomfy? Like, I need to feel this sheet.
So my thing is, it's like, I have very clammy feet. And so if I wear socks, like, I'm going to be, this is not going to work for me. But I did put my son in socks all week because he's been sick. So I'm just scared he's cold. But normally I don't give him socks to sleep.
Yeah.
And they're gone by the morning. I don't know where they're
at. I know. You lose them in bed.
It is way more comfy when you have your bare feet.
Yeah, I like feeling my sheets.
Okay. Are you an optimistic or pessimistic person?
I think I have fought to be an optimistic person.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And I continue to fight to be an optimistic person. Because I think naturally I can get very pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I work on it every day to mm-hmm. choose to look on the brighter side of things. And Alex helps a lot because he's a super optimistic person.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
So he definitely helped level it out for me.
Yeah. I think I'm a very optimistic person for everyone else. But when it comes to myself, I have to work on being an optimistic person.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
So I work really, like, I just have to remind myself, like, the support I give everyone else, I should be giving that to myself.
Yeah.
But I don't. I don't know why. I'm like, I beat myself up if I do something wrong, but I know I would give my friends or family grace if they were in the same situation. So I just try so hard to be optimistic for myself more than for others, because it just comes naturally. I truly believe in my loved ones. I truly believe that they can achieve anything. So I just have to give myself the same optimistic view.
Well, 10 years later and I'm still learning something new.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Are you the type to have an itinerary for a vacation, or do you go with the flow?
I think we mentioned this, but I definitely go with the flow for vacation.
Yeah.
If it's a travel, it's different. Like, if we're going to Europe and like we're going to go to different cities, like, I definitely want an itinerary. But my itinerary is more like, oh, this day I'll go to the museum. Not like at this time, at this restaurant. Yeah. Like, that's what my itinerary would look like. Very not type A. Because if I have taken time off from the corporate world, I don't want to wake up early every day. Like, I want to be able to have full rest. Mm-hmm. Just being on a forced timeline, it just sucks for me.
No, I agree. I like going with the flow. Naturally, that's what I'd rather do. But I try to have some sort of idea, at least, because I don't want to miss out on something I could have done, you know, with the short time frame that you usually have on vacation. Mm-hmm. But predominantly go with the flow. Because it's vacation.
Yeah, it's for fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is a very short episode, but what all the time we have for today. If you guys have any personality types that you guys want to know, just let us.
Yeah, and if you have good tests.
Oh, personality tests.
Yeah.
We've done a lot, so we can still do them, but I just want to know what you guys are interested in.
I also need to update my tests, but yeah, we'll figure it out next time.
Yes. Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.